Okay, here we are, episode number 45, and I'm going to go ahead and address something I love to talk about, which it's not just publishing, it is definitely writing. This is one of my, you know, oldest passions. This is something I loved to do when I was a kid, but as a kid, I found it so tough to write quality short stories. I used to think that I could write long novels, but I'd give up after a few days. Fast forward some time later, though, I've been able to get it down pat where I can actually write good, high quality content and publish it at a pretty rapid pace without sacrificing the quality. That's the key. So today's podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about how to rapidly write and publish high quality books. So make sure you stay tuned.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
Okay, this is episode 45, and I am absolutely pumped that you came and you decided to listen in on today's podcast and any one of the podcasts prior to it. Today, I'm without a sponsor, and that's okay. I'm pretty happy about it. So I'm going to consider you my sponsor today. You, the listener. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. You for listening. You people that actually take the time out of your day to listen to me and commute to work, maybe during your workouts, maybe while you're working or writing your latest book, although that's going to be pretty challenging. And I want to thank you for doing that. And if you are listening to me, it'd be a huge favor if you can just subscribe or hit the follow wherever you're at and drop a review. It'd be awesome. You know, an honest review. So if you're not liking it, obviously say so. But if you're enjoying it, I definitely would love for you to share that with the world. So let's go ahead and segue on over into things here with what I like to call the problem. Problem that we face today. We're in a different and new era here. The modern day model of self-publishing and writing has changed. And I see a lot of people out there that are still, you know, kudos to them, grinding it out the traditional publishing way. They're taking their manuscript and they're crafting it for 5 years at a time, and then they go ahead and they put it into a process of editing, proofreading, editing some more, proofreading, and just keeping going back and forth. And about another 10 years later, they go ahead and release this epic manuscript to crickets. And I don't want that for you. And I'm sure you don't want that either. So today, I want to kind of talk about what the modern day self-publishing model allows us. It allows us to remove the middleman. It allows us to, you know, just get the gatekeepers and say, nah, you can set this one out. Because that's where we're at right now. Now, am I telling you that you need to write some garbage manuscripts and, you know, just expect to actually get that to where it's going to grow your author brand? No, not by any stretch. That's why it's important that I'm going to tell you about how to write and publish, you know, rapidly, but not without sacrificing the content. We don't want to sacrifice good, clear content. And I'm going to assure you that if you're not familiar with this particular type of writing and publishing, it's going to take some time. You're not going to be able to get really good at this until you've done it for quite a while. So at first, it's going to be kind of slow. And the more that you do this, it's going to pick up pace. Good friend of mine, Michael Aron of Author Level Up, actually had shared about one of his novels. His first one, I think he said, took him like a year, 2 years. And then the next one thereafter was like, I don't know, 6 months. You'll have to get with Michael on this and the timeline. And then he's gotten it to where he's gotten faster and faster and faster because there's a certain process that he starts to honor. Let me talk about my process, though. I'm not going to share what Michael's is because if you want to know that, go listen to his podcast or watch his show. So let's go ahead. I've got about 10 different steps. And we're going to start it out with, first of all, number one. You got to know your market before going into any writing whatsoever. I can appreciate those of you out there that are writing simply for the craft and that you're just doing it for the love of the business. That's awesome. But if you're looking to try to make a business out of this, you're going to need to study the market. Know your market. And knowing your market means identifying your ideal reader. Know who it is that you're writing this content for. Like it's a conversation between you and I. You know, I'm not going to sit here and start talking about how to make vegan pizzas or how to replace the oil in your car when you listen to my podcast. I know that everybody comes here to listen to this podcast because they want to learn about self-publishing. Why is that? I know my market. I know exactly what they want. So you're going to need to know what your market needs too. Number two, identify your market's needs. This is super simple. So we've already identified our market. And you would think, oh, well, Dale, it's just simple. We can go ahead. We got everything all under control. No problems here. But the reality is sometimes just knowing your audience isn't enough. You got to know what their needs are. What makes them tick? What is the thing that's going to strike their fancy? Why are they coming to you? What's their problem and how can you provide a solution? And you got to write those things out and get really good about it before you start putting pen to paper or fingers to the keyboard. Otherwise, you're going to start to rabbit trail during your writing processes and it's going to slow you down. Whereas if you know exactly what they need, you probably know what they don't need. So just keep the stuff out of it that they don't need and give them what they want. Number three, research the niche. All right, so we know the audience, we figured out their needs. Now we've actually got to go in and research the niche. Even though you might be deeply entrenched in this, maybe you're a voracious reader of your particular type of content, what you may want to start to consider is getting in there and studying it like a business. Instead of reading it like a fan, I want you to start to read it like a business person. You're going to start to understand how it is they structure their books, how long they are, the type of content, stuff like that. And you're going to want to figure out what are, you know, some of these different, you know, items. And this is a perfect way for me to segue into point number four, collect all the data. We need to figure out keywords. Cover layouts. What are some common cover layouts that you see inside this niche? I see too many people that want to be different from other people in their niche. And that's great. That's fine. You want to stand out, but you don't want to stick out like a sore thumb. All right. Got to honor the niche. Next thing is, you know, price points. What are they pricing their books at? And get it to where you're starting to work with them. Because remember, the rising tide raises all boats. I think a lot of people were absolutely ecstatic that we're in the whole erotica and romance niche when the 50 Shades of Grey thing blew up. And when that blew up, she brought a lot of other authors that were within that niche along with her. So I want you to think of that in the same regard. Number five, here we go. Here comes the fun part. Brain dump and organize themes and tentative titles. So what I'll do is when I'm starting to kind of plan out like just this massive project, where I plan on just breaking out, I try to sit down and write down as many ideas as I can. Okay, how can I be a solution to people's problems? And I just jot it on out. It's going to be a little tougher for you fiction folks out there, but I have every bit of faith and confidence in you that you can do this. But you're going to just brain dump all this stuff out and get it to where it doesn't matter what the titles are, just as long as you know what you look at it and be like, okay, this is XYZ. I understand what this is going to be. Let me give you a good example. You can probably look this person up. His name's John C. Maxwell. And I always like to call this the John C. Maxwell method. He identified his market. He figured out what their needs were. He obviously researched the niche and then he really doubled down on it. He has easily 60 to 100 books about leadership. He has a couple little offshoots here and there. Obviously, he's got a bigger brand. He can definitely get away with things like that. But I like to think about this as the John C. Maxwell method. We don't want to go into this half-cocked without planning something ahead. Because if you want to rapidly write and publish content, you better have something in the well every single time, all right? You're starting to finish up one manuscript. The very next manuscript, you know exactly what's going to be on deck. You can bring it on over and continue to go. Number six, pick the best title. It's this simple. Just go with the path of least resistance. Go into your list, say, that's the one I'm going to do. So let me give you for instance. Right now, I'm putting together a bit of a rapid release schedule for something I'm calling the Amazon Self-Publisher Series. You'll be hearing more about that here in the coming weeks. It's a three-part series. I'm going to be talking about keywords, marketing and promotion, and book reviews. And these three different types of books are going to work together in a trilogy. So I said, you know what? Probably the path of least resistance is going to be the one in keywords. Love talking about it. I can sit here and talk about it for days on end. And I feel pretty comfortable and confident that I can be able to get this manuscript done in a pretty decent amount of time and get it out onto the market. That way I can get the next one on deck and get that one taken care of, rinse and repeat. So you're going to do the same thing. Pick the best title. Find the one that's going to be the path of least resistance, and it's going to be the thing that's going to get you momentum in your favor. We want to make sure that you have momentum, because inertia can just absolutely kill you. You know, just slowing down, like, oh, this manuscript's going to take me 9 months to write. Maybe you shouldn't have gone after that manuscript at first. What we need to do is get some quick victories in. We need to get the one thing that's going to move the needle in our business and getting it to where we're writing faster. All right, so we've picked the best title. Now it's time to draft an outline. Oh, I know this is probably killing a lot of you people out there that are not, you know, that are pantsers and not plotters. But trust me in this. Trust me. Sit down and outline your content. Even if it's rough, it doesn't have to be like 10 pages long. If 10 pages works for you, that's fine. Whatever you can do to kind of know exactly where you're going. I want you to think of your outline kind of like a goal list. You're just planning out some goals and some little milestones and milepost markers that you can just check off as you go along, and it'll keep you on track to getting it all complete. Because now we're going to go transition into step number 8, which is set daily writing goals. A good friend of mine, Martin McConnell. Martin actually wrote a book called Finish the Damn Book. Highly recommend it. Great read. It's one of those ones you can pick up. You can read just about any chapter. It's very motivational for those of you that get kind of stuck in your own way. You get what's called writer's block. And Martin doesn't quite believe in writer's block. And you'll actually see that inside the book. But he believes that you should set daily writing goals. And you write every day. If you truly want to get faster at something, you're going to have to practice on a regular basis. It's not too often that you hear about some Olympians that, you know, they're like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to take a few days off. No, they are absolutely dedicated and obsessed about becoming the best in the world. And I think that you should be too. And even if it's just 5 minutes in a given day, make it the 5 minutes the best portion of your day ever. Either way, get it to where you're setting those daily writing goals and fulfilling them. And if you fall off the horse, pick yourself back up and get back on top of it. It can be tough sometimes. And Lord knows, as I point one finger forward, I got three pointed back at me, because I've been absolutely horrible about my writing and I'm getting back on the horse. Big shout out to my boy, Kevin Barry McGuire. Kevin's actually been very much a motivator, whether he tries to or not. I'm going to try to get myself back to writing on a regular basis, because as soon as you can do it on a daily basis, you actually will start to see, starts to pick up. All right, so number 9, we're going to start to get towards the end here, folks. I think you understand. Now, this is the one. I need you to just, whatever you're doing, stop. If you're driving, I want you to pull over to the side of the road. If you're in an airplane listening to my podcast, tell the pilot, shut up. No warnings and things like that. If you're in the gym, I need you to pause the treadmill. Just pause for a moment, because this is the critical step. You absolutely cannot skip this. Edit. You need to edit. And when I say edit, it's going to start with you. You're the first line of defense. This is one of my preferred ways of doing things. I'll finish writing a book the very next day. Not the same day. The very next day, I start editing. I'll go through a quick cleanup. And I can use something as simple as, say, Microsoft Words, spelling and grammar checker. Make it fast. All you're doing is going through and looking for any kind of just small typos, some grammatical mistakes. You're not going through to rewrite. Then I'll take it to a different type of grammar checker. I might go to Grammarly. I could go to ProWriting Aid. I'll go to somewhere that it can go through, and I'm going to do the same thing. And I'm going to get it go through and clean it up again. After it's done with that, what you're going to end up doing is going through now and reading it. And what I like to do is I'll put it on Microsoft Word and I'll turn like the voice reader on and I'll listen to it. And I'll listen to it line by line and try to figure out, does this paint a good picture? And I'm just looking for some just rather innocuous, you know, misdoings, like some things that don't sound so good. And I'm going to clean them up as I go along. And then I'll go through one more time and clean it up just through just a rough read. I'll take that. I'll send it to an editor. Get an editor. Hire an editor. Please do that. For all things sacred. This is why you need to do it. Because you're not going to identify. I don't care if you are a professional editor yourself. You need to hire someone from outside yourself. Get somebody else to look at that. They're going to tear apart your manuscript. Encourage them to do it. Tell them to be brutally honest and let you have it. But what I don't want you to do is allow them just to willy-nilly change things. They need to show you where you've done a mistake. They need to add context to that and figure out a way that you can better frame this. I am super guilty of passive sentence structure. I'm the worst at that. I no matter how many times I try, I'm getting better. I'm horrible at passive sentence structure. My editor always catches it. But the nice thing is now that I'm starting to move forward as I write, I recognize those things and I start to address it as I go along. And I get better at that. An editor is a person that's there to make sure that you can speak in a clear voice as possible so you connect better with your reader. So get it to where that editor can help you become a better writer. Never skip the editing process. Don't just self-edit. Find somebody outside yourself. I know some of you penny pinchers out there that are like, I can't afford it, Dale. Find a way. Either find a way to afford it or find someone that will be able to be your editor as opposed to you just trying to do it yourself. By the way, your mom doesn't count. Sorry, your mom doesn't count. That's not an option. You got to find somebody who's unbiased and willing to go ahead and beat up your manuscript. Hey, before we go into point number 10, I just want to give a quick plug here. YouTube broadcasts every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can visit that at dillinks.com/live. Always love it when everybody can join me for the live broadcasts. Remember, if you miss it, you can always catch it on the replay there on my YouTube channel. And of course, I'm actually recording this podcast right now, 1 week before you're hearing it, on twitch.tv/self-published. So if you want to join the party and the about 18 to 20 people that are listening and watching right now, you can do that on twitch.tv/self-publish every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, now we start to wrap it up. We're getting towards point number 10. It's my final tip. Publish. That's it. It's time to publish this thing. Now, I know I kind of glossed over a couple, you know, steps, like things like getting a good cover, finding beta readers, things like that. But if you just try to look at these main elements and really focus on those things and repeat this process over and again, it does become easier. It becomes more simple for you. So you just have to just understand and trust the process and really start to embrace this process. And that's it. You just got to publish it. So just remember this, these 10 steps. Know your market. Identify your market's needs. Research the niche. Collect all the data about the niche. Brain dump and organize themes and tentative titles. Pick the best title. Draft an outline. Set daily writing goals. The most important one, edit. And last but not least, publish. And all you got to do is hit rinse and repeat on this one. Just keep it going. Never stop. You're going to find it's just going to become ingrained into your daily routine when you do something like this. Hey, again, no sponsors for this podcast. I do have some sponsors on tap right now, but today was actually a sponsorless one. So again, I just want to give a big shout out to you, the listener, for being here and supporting. I really do appreciate it. And I always love hearing from you via email. Some people say, I love your podcast. So fantastic. I'm glad to know there's some people listening on the other things, end of things. So do me a huge favor. You could subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcast platform and leave a review. One of my favorite places is actually Apple Podcasts. So most likely if you leave a review there, I will see it almost right away. In the meantime, folks, I want you to get on out there. I want you to start to write. Get it going, get it edited, publish those high quality books. Till next week, it's been Self Publishing with Dale, and I'll talk to you later.
You've been listening to the Self Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.